This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mesina Show.
We are back. Joe Mesina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. But you got to get informed first. I always say it, right? I mean, it's that simple for me. Get your information. Make sure you get it from a reliable source. You know, if you're one of those people that's really strong-minded, right, and you think you're right, or you think just because you heard it from somewhere, you heard it from your party, you heard it from wherever, You really need to, if you want to be honest with yourself, you want to be a person of integrity, you really want to check out the situation as a whole, then look at sites that are 180 degrees from what you believe. Get information that is not in line with what you believe. And see what part of it you can agree with. And if you don't agree, find out why. Come on, seriously. Are we so we've gotten to the point now where we're so afraid of being wrong that we're willing to be wrong to sound smarter, not to feel bad about giving somebody the wrong advice. Wouldn't you rather go back and say, hey, so-and-so, you know, I was arguing with you the other day about something. I really felt like I was right. I really believed what I was saying was true. And I've come to find out that it's not. And I am so sorry, but here's the truth. Here's the reality. Because if you really care about that person, that's what you'll do to make it better. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You will be very happy. The product there, you know, forget the politics of the moment. The product is great product. It's well made. It lasts a long time, and I know that because I have his product. I have the sheets. I have the pillowcases. I have the pillows. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe. 30 to 70% helps out the show. We make a few bucks off it. I don't hide anything from you guys. Very hard to make money now on Twitter and Facebook and those places. Representative Ted Lieu out of California, you know what, and he is a real Lieu, let me tell you what, a bit of a Lulu. He's calling for a nationwide ban of rodent glue traps because that is something that is just running rampant and out of control in this country. Glue traps are boards of various sizes covered in strong glue that are a popular alternative to the snap traps for indoor control of rats and mice. Glue traps are banned in a few countries. Mainly in Europe, the California city of West Hollywood banned glue traps back in 23. The push for glue trap bans is being led by the radical left group PETA, which claims several large retailers have stopped selling the glue traps. Right? It's just, I mean, totally, totally cruel. You know what's really cruel? Is when the rats crawled up into my wife's car, ate her wiring, and it was $1,300 to $1,500 bucks for me to get it fixed. What do you think? That was kind of cruel, don't you think? We see all this other stuff happening around. It's cruel to leave our vets in the streets of Los Angeles and San Francisco, right, for them to take care of themselves. Some of them have mental health issues, they have physical issues, and yet we can ignore them. We seem to only be able to ignore them. That's cruel, don't you think? But Ted's problem, and he says it. My objection is the glue traps are cruel to rats and mice. You mean the ones that, again, that ate the wiring of my wife's car? Right, I mean, it's just amazing to me. Eat up half my garden? Yeah, that's cruel. Okay, whatever. Anyway. In a New York Post article on a 2022 proposal in New York to ban glue traps, reported on the downside of using them. Now, experts told the Post that the glue traps are not particularly effective compared to other types of devices that aim to curb the city's growing rat population by poisoning them, spring snapping their necks, or zapping them with a very unhealthy jolt of electricity. If you're trying to kill them, how do you call it unhealthy? Come on. Use the brain cells that God gave you. One weakness of the glue traps, which lose their stickiness once dust and other debris accumulate, is how something like a stuck cockroach might tip off a clever rat. Yeah, one that's graduated from college, I'm sure. About the dangers ahead. Now, according to an acclaimed 1998 study by the University of Nebraska, who the lawmaker is using to push back, not only are some rodents aware of the dangerous glue surfaces, but they also adept at learning or knowing how to neutralize them. I'm going to say it again. Right? Inflation, high interest rates, people can't afford homes. And I am sure that most of those people are sitting around now thinking, how do I get this rat out of my tent? How do I control these rats? Oh, I'll get me one of them glue boards and, oh, well, wait a minute, Ted doesn't want one. Just amazing. 855-732-5563. I don't know if I can get this in, but I just got to say, start off with, what a clown. Leftist Gen Z Democrat congressman, he proposes a bill to remove, ready for this one? Come on. You guys couldn't get this if I gave you 150 guesses. He wants to remove the Statue of Liberty. And boy, did he get mocked online. And he's a young guy. I mean, doesn't have a clue, we'll talk about this more later, doesn't have a clue as to what that statue represents. Joe Messina, your host. Back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RED-JOE. 855-732-5563. Give us a call. Let us know what you, if you have a question, a comment, whatever. But, you know, you can always send me an email, too. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And really do. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you get involved, that you get engaged, that you have a clue. And that's how you get a clue. You pay attention. But I don't have a clue. I have a microphone, but I don't have a clue. That's why I bring on Dr. Bridget. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us, as she does pretty much every week, to talk about some of the issues going on with your teens, what they're being exposed to, and how you can help them cope, because we're still coping, apparently.
Are we, though?
I don't know. I have no. I'm doing fine. I don't know about some of these other ones, but not really.
I mean, we're coping. I don't know. I think some of us are barely hanging on. You and I, we're good. And you do know exactly what you're talking about. So you don't need to. I love how I can get so many Facebook likes, like thousands. You've seen it. Like, I'll get 1,000 likes, 2,000 likes on Jesus and God, and which is great. That's fantastic, and calling out people. But I put either the word radio or your name, Joe, and nothing, one like. It's been up there for 10 minutes. If I put anything political at all, 3 likes.
Oh, no, I'm like the plague. I already know that.
Yeah, thanks. Apparently, you know, I'm the plague, too, so appreciate that.
You include me in on it. Forget about it. Every algorithm there is out there goes, no. Seriously.
I mean, anyway, I'm so glad that I can speak tonight, because I've been busy in meetings. You know, I'm on a couple boards and stuff, because you need to get what? Involved.
Involved.
Right?
Yeah, God, you really took that to heart, didn't you?
Seriously, what did I do? I get voted on to city council, and then I get voted on the CPS board for the county, which is a hot mess, but I'm fixing it because that's what I do, right? That's the thing. You and I don't want the titles, whatever. We actually want to help people and make America great again and better.
Well, you and I subscribe to the same thing that Ronald Reagan did. You can get a lot done if you don't care who gets credit for it. And that's kind of where I come from. I don't care who gets the credit. Let's just get it done.
Right. I don't need credit. And as you know, and I'm on the HOA board as well, because I just can't
stop saying no. That's the toughest. That really made me question your sanity, but go ahead.
Let me tell you. But as you and I know, after being on multiple boards, that there are enough people that want the credit, and they will be happy to resume everything they do for America and their community and their schools, that you don't need to. We just bow out and keep doing it. And it's just like, okay, people, stop. This isn't about you. Now I'm getting questions. Okay, great. Yes, great. Lots of questions. That's good. Keep giving me questions, people.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to let you run with this, because a lot of times you don't get to answer a lot of the questions that you get. But, you know, one of the things that we've talked about together, and even as of late, I talked to somebody local about this. It's funny you brought it up when you first got on the phone, which is, I guess it's a movement. I don't know if it's a religion or whatever, but I guess it's a movement. It's called My Truth.
And
this person was trying to tell me that basically, if you go down at the basic level, it's kind of like you do the things for you that help you, that lift you up. And without, I won't say without boundaries, because that's not it, but with very few boundaries, because it is all about me. It's all about me feeling better about myself, and therefore I will be healthier.
Well, it actually strips the people around them of their boundaries, because their truth reigns. So it is about boundaries. It's the most selfish thing, I think, so far that we found, because relative truth, you know, you start doing this, and to me, this, if anybody, I'm going to give y'all, okay, people are texting me, what's my truth movement? Okay, Joe, help y'all. I know, I've been here almost 8 years, I'm an official Texan.
Well, just listen, if they're looking for a way to listen and watch, just go to joemessina.com. It's that easy, people. There's a live video going on, a chat room going on. What's that?
Yes, text your friends. I said text all your friends, joemessina.com. Jonas, okay, people are like, why aren't you in the chat room? Okay, give me a moment.
Because it's hard to talk and read and make sense. My God, you know what? You guys all need to take a shot of whiskey and relax.
And I get a crap ton of, which I love, don't get me wrong. I'm getting texts, I'm getting messages, I love it. I don't know how y'all find me. I don't know how they know I'm on the radio, but cool, thanks. Oh, I'm trying to get in the chat room, sorry, and it's not letting me click period. Okay, thanks. There you go. Anyway, so the whole My Truth thing, what I can explain it until I'm blue in the face, but basically it is whatever you feel. It's a total progressive culture concept, and it's vague because everybody has their truth, so everybody has their own definition of what my truth movement is. It just sounds like the most ironic. It's just like a circular thing. So basically, if you say it and you feel it, whether it's, for example, a Bible verse, or it is something a teacher says, or a principal says, or your boss says, if you somewhere in your heart feel like you don't deserve that, or the other person's more privileged than you, or at all like you're being forced, or they're causing you to shed a tear, which you did not authorize, then that is your truth. Then you get to say no. So basically, I know this sound, people are lighting me up right now. They're like, are you kidding me? No, I'm not. Okay, people, how do you not know about this? This has been around since 2021. Okay, oh, really? At least.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you an example, and I need all of you listening to go watch this show, and it's going to irritate you, so take a Xanax or some NyQuil or a glass of wine or something, because it is going to raise your blood pressure. I do not recommend to watch this show if you have high blood pressure or are very stressed in life right now, because it is going to irritate you. But just stay calm, take a deep breath, understand that these are voters and that this is a progressive movement. So the show is on Netflix, which I can't stand, but you got to just get it and find it. And it's called The Trust, A Game of Greed. So go watch The Trust, and you will see what I'm talking about. It is the epitome of what we are against. You guys think we're against Joe Biden? No. You think that we are against the banks? No. You think we are against Congress? No. This is what we are against, and it's this movement. It is our state-run media that we know now that the media is completely controlled by DC and what, you know, in the progressive movement. And it is what they are putting out there. So go all watch right. The show.
Put a pause there. We're going to pick up right where you're leaving off when we come back to the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B in a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'll bring it right back on, but let me tell you, some of you guys have sent me some notes, and I don't want to forget, Temu, right? Some of you are buying from Temu. Stop it. I mean that sincerely. Stop it, because you have to upload their app on your phone to buy from them. And what that app does is it has access to all your information, every bit of it. You can't stop it. And what do you think that goes back to? So can you just be smart, pay attention? Nobody buys a genuine leather purse for a dollar unless they're getting something returned on the other end. You know what I'm saying? All right, Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does pretty much every week. Always appreciate her insight on things. You know, Dr. B, we're more than happy to buy you one of those $10 genuine leather
Why are you saying genuine?
Genuine imitation leather. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, Temu is one of the worst apps you can have. TikTok, honestly, is the second. And then, of course, Saturn, the one, the little mini Facebook in school that I heard.
Recent ads, before we get back to my truth. You've seen the ads on TikTok all over the place, and they're using senior citizens to talk about how it's a way to communicate, how they can become healthier, and, you know, we're just there to help you. Anyway.
Yeah, it's so
that's
bad.
Their truth, I guess.
it's so bad.
All right, talking about my truth, and some people are ignorant to it. Enlighten us, please.
Yes, we still love you, and if you're ignorant to it, that's all right. There's just so much junk, so Frank, we love you out there. Basically, it's just eliminating any kind of moral code, any kind of moral foundation that a person has by saying that's fine and good, but my truth counts over your moral code at the moment. And they can, I mean, it will, we kind of see this in California. Their truth is that if they steal right under $900, that it's not really stealing, that they deserve it because everybody else is, you know, Walmart's privileged. So, you know, the big people who own Walmart. And California has literally made it a law to have your truth. You can steal what you want, You can kill babies. You can chop body parts off. So, but it's just worse than that because we're seeing it in companies and in schools and with teachers, you know, and rules and with principals. And basically you've got rules, but if you feel like that is not a rule that you need to follow because somehow it bothers you or hurts you or goes against your race or gender or whatever, then you don't have to follow it and you can claim that it is your truth. And this is just the newest thing. And so people walk out or people don't follow it or, you know, and then they, you know, threaten, you know, my family will sue you because you triggered me by giving me this homework because my truth is that it's a racist piece of homework. So, I mean, people are laughing at me right now in the messages, but I'm telling you, this is no joke. Watch the truck.
No, it's real. It's very real. I know. Look, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I actually know people that have gotten divorced over this because the one spouse decides to leave the kids, the husband, and vice versa, because they've now found this My Truth movement, and this marriage, this group doesn't fit the My Truth movement.
Correct.
So.
It's ridiculous. Oh, I tried to send a link and it didn't want me. Fine. Yes, I have some links, you guys. Go to the My Truth Movement Defined According to Society. That's what you have to go to. Hungryforauthenticity.com. And then you'll find it. So yeah, I mean, it is, we all laugh because it's just basically saying that everything goes. And, you know, we're right now, these people, the My Truth people, will, you know, I'll tell them, I'll say to them, fine, and don't have prisons because their truth is that they can kill and steal and rob and beat their wives, right? And they say, well, no, that is, everybody knows that's not the truth, right? That can't be their truth. And I'm like, well, why? You feel that your truth is A, B, and C. So you can see where we're going with this. And it's really, it's laughable, but it's also dangerous because the false ideology that, you know, everybody can have their truth and speak their truth. It's, oh man, this generation is just dumbing down by the day. And I'm really concerned. So,
yeah, but it's, you know, what boundaries do they have? What boundaries do they create for themselves? Even from the beginning, what are they looking for? You know what I'm saying? My truth is just simply, hey, I'll do whatever I want to do. If it makes me happy, makes me feel good, I'm going
to
do it.
Yes, the truth is relative to each individual. It is truth relativism. It truly is. When someone makes a claim, the claim is made true or false by what they believe or how they feel, rather than by the way the world actually is.
My truth would be, look, I feel like I'm going to have a great day today, so you have a great day. And I feel like I'm going to have a crappy day, so you know, you're entitled to have a crappy day. I don't even know. This is just craziness going somewhere to happen in my mind. And I don't want to make fun of those people themselves because they're looking for answers. But I don't know how easily you buy into something like this, you know?
It's amazing. And just to see how they continue to redefine things and then make up all of these phrases, right? And these ideologies, and then they just keep on going, and people just buy into it. And of course, the media talks about it all the time. You know, teens deserve to have My Truth. No, they don't. They deserve some food, you know, three squares and a toilet. I mean, come on. seriously, at this point.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This whole deserve thing, too, which goes against everything I believe as a Christian. You know, I deserve that. No, you don't. You really don't. You don't. You're in America. You go get it.
We're back to what we've talked about before, though, where parents, I mean, just be honest about it. They're not being parents. They want to be their child's friend. They want to make sure their child is always happy. This is not a healthy place to be, is it?
It is not, and I've actually heard parents say, well, it's her truth, and so we're going to support it. What?
Oh, my.
What? And I hear it, no matter what, private school, public school, Christians, non, I do Christians in quotes, but this whole, I'm going to support, this is why I just started doing, you know, counseling, you know, as a just as a volunteer thing, and, you know, helping the people really in need. And I can't. I cannot take your money and then have you, you know, agree with everything your child says and do not, you know, disregard my counsel. Like, why are you here? You know, it's just, well, my truth is that. And literally, it's getting, Joe, to the point where this generation of parents is just, and I've been told this as well by parents, and it's not all of them. I've had some incredible families that have come to me, have taken my advice, and have figured it out, and they're doing great, and they kept their boundaries up and stood by, you know, what was right and the moral right, and their kids are back and up and running and doing well. But I've had parents actually say, you know, kind of, I just need to check the counseling box off. Because it's kind of cool to have a counselor, and she wanted a counselor. So whatever, you know, she says, deal with it. We'll do the 8-session minimum, and we're out. And I just sometimes, people probably don't believe me when I say that. But I just told that.
You're not licensed by Facebook. That's the problem.
That's right. Oh, my God.
You're not a Facebook psychologist. You're not a Facebook attorney. You know, I love reading some of these things. I don't argue with them anymore because it's just a total waste of your time. But you said, well, where are you getting your information? Well, I read it over here. I found it on this side. All right, so you know more than the attorney does. You know more than this. You know more than that. It is just crazy.
Isn't it?
Extremely. There was an article recently put out about 20 things that we should stop teaching children immediately. All right? You ready for this one? I'll give you the first one. First one is the myth of one right answer. Encourage critical thinking, problem solving over rote memorization and singular solutions. Embrace curiosity and questioning. Focus on finding the single correct answer. Well, it discourages children from exploring different solutions. I mean,
I can't. I can't. After
the
break,
most definite maybe I've ever
address
heard.
That.
All right. Got to go for a quick break. Get our breath back. Joe Massey, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's... We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody in our chat room that you can find at joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's all kinds of stuff you can do at joemessina.com, including finding the chat room. And what I like to say is chatting with people a lot smarter than I am. But one of them said it's the truth. I speak my truth. You know, what I believe to be truth, I'll speak it. But I try not to make sure I'm not invading somebody else's space, as long as they're not invading mine, you know? Otherwise, we're going to have a problem. Dr. B joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, and we are dealing with things like the My Truth movement, for lack of a better term. And truly, you know, parents not being parents. So anyway, Dr. B, you were moving down that road.
Yes. Well, yes. When did parents stop parenting, right?
And becoming friends? You mean that kind of thing?
Yes, yes, truly. I don't know what happened. But yes, yeah, people are, I understand all your messages and I appreciate it. People are can't believe that this thing is a thing. You guys got to understand this is a culture. This is a huge trending part of the culture, and unfortunately it is a damaging fad, because what this is, where this all came from and what's a part of it is when you identify, right? I identify as someone who's you know, vaccinate. I identify as a cat, so I need a litter box in the classroom, which they have done. They have done that at work. I'll just tell you that. I identify as this and that and the other thing. So that is that. I'm just going to talk about the psychology of it, but it's insanity. There's not even a psychological description for it that would do it justice, number one. And number two, like I talked about last week, the entire liberal APA, you know, has thrown out the DSM-IV, our diagnostic manual. They haven't, like, technically, like, thrown it out yet, literally. But every time you go in, you know, to get help or diagnosed, they just, oh, well, if that's your truth, you know, we're going to meet you where you are, instead of helping people. And I'm just wondering, when are you going to stop? Like, if a serial killer goes in and says, hey, I have a target of five people, I'm not going to tell you who they are. And I will tell you, in the state of California, nothing can be done, and you cannot break confidentiality as a therapist, psychologist, or mental health professional unless you have specific targeted people. So if someone comes in and says, you know, my truth is that I like to kill people, and you just say, most of the counselors will say, you know, tell me more about that. Okay.
I'll be right back. Just sit right there.
I kid you not, this is why I came to Texas. Texas has the option open. You are not bound to say it, but you also can break confidentiality and not be sued or have your license taken care of, taken away. So I appreciate that. But as long as you don't say, I'm going to do this to, you know, Joe Smith, if you don't have a name or target and you just say that you feel like it and you have these tendencies, a therapist cannot break confidentiality. So this is the ridiculousness of these liberal states. And go ahead. If you want to challenge me, you therapists out there, fight me. I'll go. But because I'm licensed in both states and I can do my thing. But where this is harmful, I'm seeing this. I just read this article on what the FAA. Did you see this diversity?
Yes, I talked about it last night, but I want you to go even further
really
with it. The mindset that somebody with an emotional issue or with mental health issues you're going to trust them in the cockpit of a plane. It's just flat out ridiculous.
Trust them in any way to run the control tower, to bring people in. If you have an active psychiatric disorder, this is who you're going after because of diversity issues, then see where we're going with this? If it's all about my truth, then why have prisons? Because they deserve to have their truth under that. Kamala Harris has said it frequently. If you have your truth, then you did it. Well, my truth is that I steal a bunch of votes and I, you know, vote for all my relatives and the dead ones. If that's your truth, come on, people.
My
then
truth
why?
Is my relatives have asked me, my dead ones, to vote for them. Here you go.
But you see, so it carries over then to psychiatric issues. If your truth is that, you know, you like to. I've been in this field almost 30 years at this point. I know that ages me, but I don't care. And I have seen, it just really breaks my heart for people who are really, truly reaching out, specifically PTS people, who right now, you know, you look at this FAA nonsense and what they're doing, this diversity push, quote unquote, to hire, you know, all of these people. And I am not saying do not send me hate mail. I'm not saying to get a diverse group of people, but base it on their education, their experience, and
qualifications. Qualifications. I want the pilot who landed that plane in the Hudson is the one I want flying every one of the planes I get on. How's that?
Why is that so difficult?
Exclusionary. You're not including those who want to fly. I don't care what they want to do. I care whether they can do it, whether they've been, you know, tried by fire like he has. I mean, that's what I want.
It blows my mind because I have a good friend, and I'm not going to mention their name, but a good friend who works in a very important, high-stress job that makes sure planes get to where they need to and land when they need to and has to be on it. And, heck, if he has a bad day due to some PTS because he served in our military, thank you, sir, and he goes and complains in any way, which he cannot, to the FAA, he will instantly be put on suspension, and they do not do anything to help him get the counseling he needs. But if the dude next to him is talking to six people in his head, then that's okay. Because I don't want the person next to him, you know, bringing my plane in, talking to three people that they think are flying another plane.
That's right.
Does not make any sense to me.
Hey, Frankie, take over those plane. I'm going to go back and have a cup of coffee.
Right? Oh, my gosh, a UFO. Is that a UFO? Oh, AA number 2311. You can't. There's a UFO. Oh, what was that? Whoa. Okay, ferries. I'll get the ferries. Come on.
Mm-hmm. You know, and people think we're making fun of people with mental health issues. We're not. We're making fun of Pete, you know, who I lovingly refer to as Butter Cheeks. I mean, he thinking that this makes sense, that this is okay, that people with disabilities, I don't care what you want to call them, I know you don't want to hurt their feelings, but, you know, the bottom line was I don't want to be dead either. And I feel bad. Look, I have my, your husband has his pilot's license. I'm not giving away too much here. But I have mine as well. But I'm almost totally blind in one eye. And what I had to go through to get that license, the medical check ride, the experience, and all that other stuff, was a lot of work to do. They didn't just go, oh, you know what? We don't have that many one-eyed pilots. You're in. Yeah, I had to prove myself.
You have to. It's like letting anybody who wants to teach because they like kids. Okay, well, that's creepy. Anybody that, you know, wants to serve food, whether they're, you know, capable or homeless or not, serve food. You have to have a little bit of experience. You have to go through training. You have to, it's just, or we're going to have anyone working in daycares. We're going to throw out background checks. I mean, where does it end? Where does it end,
listen,
right?
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame your industry, okay? Because when did your industry decide to flush real science, if you would, real mental health science, treatment versus acceptance and affirmation? You know, if a kid feels a certain way or a person feels a certain way, it seems like there's more affirmation going on than there is treatment.
100%. And that is exactly the psychiatric field, the psychological field has done a 180. And that's what we're seeing, is that they're giving affirmation for what they have because it's their truth. It is how they feel. And we, not me, me excluded, but we as the professionals, the mental health professionals, you have to agree or we'll get sued or we'll get our license taken away in these blue states. I'm telling you, that's what they're doing. And now they're, you know, there are lots of hints of going after churches and pastors and Christian counselors and Christian life coaches who are doing the same thing.
Well, they did it here in California where they actually passed a law that, under the Consumer Protection Act, that they call it, what do they call it? They call it conversion therapy, right? You couldn't sell books that, even though it quoted the Bible, would talk to you about how to push off your gay or lesbian tendencies, right? From a biblical perspective, they were not having it. And I'm like, oh,
they were
God.
Not having it. Yeah, and that's how I almost lost. It's so exclusive, it's not even funny.
Yep.
And it is harmful, and it is negligent to people. And to me, the same tone, it's negligent and harmful to encourage kids to stop their hormones, which can render them infertile and pre-cancer. And I'll talk more after, because I've got so much.
Well, see, that you don't need me. You got it down.
Let's go on and on.
We'll be back in a little bit. Dr. B joins me after the break and to answer your questions and your texts. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes.